From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, a bittersweet story behind one of the Nutcracker productions you can see this weekend. First, though, let's remember back to March when a driver struck a crowd of people at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. Four people died. A series of lawsuits filed yesterday named the driver Rashad Owens. Festival organizers also were accused of negligence. The lawsuits were filed on behalf of eight victims, including one of three who died, 18-year-old DeAndre Tatum of Fort Worth. Austin is in the middle of drawing up a new safety plan for South by Southwest. In 13 days, Dallas County gets a new district attorney. Susan Hawk last month defeated the county's first African-American DA, Craig Watkins. The first woman to have the job, Hawk was the only Republican to win countywide this election year. She sat down with Vice President of News Rick Holter in our Friday conversation.
Susan Hawk, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been 6 weeks since the election, and you're 2 weeks from taking over the DA's office. What's at the top of your agenda?
The first 90 days, I plan to go down and try a case, because one of the things that I campaigned about was you need to lead by example. And just getting to know the prosecutors, getting to know the staff, getting to know the investigators, and make sure that the certain divisions that are in the DA's office, family violence, child abuse, specialized, organized, that they're properly staffed, and the assistant district attorneys are getting the proper training and mentoring that they deserve.
I wonder if there's one thing you can point to that DA Watkins did that you really admired.
Conviction, integrity in it. And I plan to keep the good things that he's done because he did. And, you know, as a criminal judge for 11 years prior to being elected, you know, I had a front row seat to what was happening with these exonerations. I had cases that came in front of me. That position is not filled yet. And I'm looking at and talking to several folks, but I want to make sure that we get the very best person so we can continue that good work and then we can expand it.
So Watkins kind of made his name nationally.
He did.
Through that. You anticipate continuing that push just as aggressively?
And he did through the DNA cases. As you know, DNA testing is very conclusive. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of cases that are pending that are non-DNA cases. There's these cases that deal with misidentification, recanting witnesses. So we need to have a protocol and those types of things into place so we can take a hard look at these cases because they're not black and white like the DNA cases. It's a gray area that needs to be looked at.
The campaign did get pretty bruising at times. Is there anything you regret?
No. My message was the same from the day I started. My message was the same when I decided to run. And the reason why I decided to run, because I was seeing that politics was determining the policy of the district attorney's office. And the people that were suffering were the victims and the community.
So you were quoted at one point when the two of you were meeting as kind of making a crack about his drinking. Do you regret that?
Oh, I do regret that. I mean, I think that, you know, looking back, of course, I do regret that. And it was a comment that if I could take back, I would, because I think once again, we should stick to the issues and what's important. And what I regret the most is in that family violence symposium, that the questions that needed to be answered, that the folks that dedicate their life to domestic violence were there to hear, and they weren't able to get the answers that they deserved. So That's what I regret the most.
And you seem kind of wistful at times during the campaign about wishing this was a nonpartisan office.
Well, there was a lot of talk about me switching parties, and there's a lot of criticism, and I understand that. I understand that people are passionate about that. As a judge, I was a Democrat, I was a Republican, and I can tell you this, my judicial philosophy never wavered one bit, and I believe that's the same philosophy that should be carried over as district attorney. I will never make a decision based on politics. I will make decisions what's best for the community. I will make decisions what's best for victims of crime. I will make sure that the district attorney's office has a relationship with the police officers. That relationship has to exist in order for us to gain trust within the community.
After Ferguson, Watkins created a separate unit to investigate shootings by police officers. What's your approach to violence involving police?
I have met with Chief Brown, Chief of Police. I plan to meet with every single chief in all the departments in Dallas County. I want to try to get all the stakeholders at the table and really take a hard look at these issues and determine what we need to do to make sure that we gain trust within the community. And I know that there will be a separate unit at the district attorney's office, prosecutor that's assigned to those types of cases, and then determine what's the best solution, what's working in other counties in the country, and why is it working? And instead of reinventing the wheel, maybe trying to get that type of protocol in place here in Dallas.
I wonder how you felt when you saw that footage of people blocking I-35.
I was on I-35.
Really?
Yeah, I was on. And I didn't know at first what to think, but then it was very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you know, when you're driving down the highway at night, you don't expect to see people walking towards you. But,
right.
you know, when I watched people walk by my car, I saw that it was a peaceful protest.
So I wonder about how much you've thought about your political future. Is there a next step past the DA's office?
I mean, from the very beginning, when I started the DA's office in 1995, I knew I wanted to be the district attorney at some point. I knew I wanted to be a judge. I didn't exactly know how all these things would come into play. But I followed my dreams as a judge, and I followed my dreams as a district attorney. I will do the best possible job to make this the most respectable district attorney's office in the country.
Susan Hawk, thanks for the time, and good luck in the new job.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Richardson's Tizer Ballet Company opens its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker tomorrow. With the celebration comes a note of sadness. Jerome Weeks reports founder Tanju Tizer has been diagnosed with colon cancer.
When asked if this will be his last Nutcracker to choreograph or perform, Tanju Tizer says he certainly hopes not. But the diagnosis on December 8th shocked him and his wife, Patricia. Not only does he have colon cancer, it's advanced.
It surprised me because I truly treasure my health because my profession, dancing, is very physical. So to get most out of my body, I have to be in top shape all the time.
Tizer is facing his illness with a defiant spirit.
One way or another, cancer will die. If I survive, cancer is done. Or we go together.
In his mid-60s, Tizer isn't simply the founder of a suburban dance company. Born in Turkey, he received classical training at the Royal Ballet in London. He's danced in Germany, France, and in New York City with the Harkness Ballet. It was there he met Patricia, a fellow dancer. But amid all their touring, the couple wanted a family.
We got tired of the stage life that demanded performances every night. You don't really have a balanced life.
So they moved to North Texas, where Patricia is from. In 1977, the Tizers opened their greatest influence on the area, the Tizer Dance School, which they established in the first purpose-built dance center in the Southwest. Over the years, they have trained many of North Texas professional dancers. Kimmy Nakaito is the acting artistic director of the Bruce Wood Dance Company. She took classes from Tizer on and off for 10 years, starting when she was only 8.
Oh, we were all really scared of him. I think I felt all at once terrified and exhilarated by his presence in the room, and that was motivating for me.
Tizer brought old world traditions and discipline to the dance studio.
I was a firm believer of that strict discipline and work, work, repeat. But that's what I did to myself. I'm milder now and more accepting, but I don't regret anything.
This year, Nakaito took over the Bruce Wood Dance Company when Wood died suddenly at the age of 53, a major blow to the dance community. Now, her old dance master faces cancer.
I hope very much that we don't lose Tanju, but I imagine that something like what has happened with Bruce Wood's legacy might happen with Tanju's. The people who appreciate and value what he has to offer as an instructor and an artist will try to, in whatever way they can, continue that legacy.
Tizer says the past 5 years he's already been turning over more responsibilities to Patricia and their fellow teachers. He'll start targeted chemotherapy soon and may be out of commission for 3 to 6 months.
It all depends how I go through this treatment, but a company will be there long after we are gone.
Tizer's former students say what they learned from him is precision, poise, and elegance. Tizer smiles at this. He says they finally learned something from him. But
they may have neglected the most important one, perseverance. The heart matters in the dancer. When you go on stage, you're in the arena, you're on your own. The fear is natural, but how you use that fear, that is the importance there. Hold your head up, and there.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.